Today we celebrate the stigmata of Holy Father St. Francis, the first recorded stigmatist of the Church in the year of 1224. When he was rapt in contemplation at Mount Alverna, Christ the Lord, by a stupendous miracle, imprinted the marks of his passion on the saint's body. Pope Benedict XI permitted the Franciscan order to celebrate annually on this day the memory of the extraordinary event attested by reliable witnesses. Like Paul's words, but literally, the wounds of Christ were embedded with the nails into his hands and feet of St. Francis. St. Paul spoke, "All that mattered is that one is created anew." The stigmatization is a charism to draw all men to Christ, to impact on those who see the need to imitate Christ on the cross. "That's the life I live now, is not my own, for I am crucified with Christ, and Christ is living in me." A consequence of baptism is this burial into Christ's death, from which the baptized, after being plunged or had water poured over their head, is to rise up by resurrection with him as a new creature. The cross we are given is to save our life. We must lose ourselves in the cross of Christ, the cross Christ gave us. What profit does he show who gains the whole world and destroys himself in the process? And the words which Christ spoke from the cross, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." We are to be vigilant, no matter how holy, not to become puffed up. For St. Francis, the humble troubadour of today's feast, the troubadour of the Lord, realised that he could, by his unruly passions, bring about the conception of a child and be a father. St. Francis, pray for us, as Mary is the door which opens upon salvation. We are to turn to her to prepare us to receive her Son who is coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.